And welcome back to Cinema Vino. Travis just lost the end of one of his fingers.
That was his finger?
Running the clapper.
He was below the waist.
His poor fingers. So this time we're going to do something we've done before, and it's kind of fun to do every now and then, to do kind of a matchup episode. We got two copper mugs here that we're going to do. We're going to draw some names, and we're going to talk about who would win in these particular battles. And these are all, for the most part, street-level superheroes or characters. There's nobody too terribly fantastic. I think Super Soldier Serum is about as fancy as we get with their situation. But I think there's a lot of characters that would still match up with these super soldiers in a fight. So I think it'll be interesting.
What are we drinking?
We're drinking this time Decoy Duckhorn Cabernet Sauvignon. 2017. Decoy. 2017 Cab is drinking nice right now. And this probably has a couple more years of good drinking to it. But yeah, it's nice.
I like that there's a duck on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I believe, that's a mallard.
Yes, that's a male.
Mallard is a duck, you moron.
Skinner is a sailboat, stupid ass.
That is a mallard.
You dumb bastard.
It's a good looking mallard, too.
He got a nice quacker.
So, without further ado.
Yeah. Am I grabbing here?
That's what
Put
she
your
said.
Finger in there.
Ooh.
Also what she said.
Your cup is cold. All right. So we have Hawkeye versus
Indiana Jones with prep.
Ooh. Oh, Indiana Jones gets prep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Indiana Jones with prep. It's specified.
Man, well, Indiana Jones, I mean, he can wait, how much prep time?
I think infinite amount of prep time.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's ask the dude that wrote the card.
I would say that Indiana Jones, I mean, and all of these assume, that we'll bring this up now, it's like that the person is now and been brought to our time, whether, I mean, fish out of water or not.
Just so like throwing
Indiana Jones
throwing
has
an arena?
A modern gun instead of his old school.
Well, but like, or he knows, he's like, man, I'm about to walk into this fucking temple and Hawkeye's going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, knowing that. Okay.
Basically, yeah. It's like he has like the evening before, like, your opponent's going to be a guy with a bow and arrow and a purple outfit. Just FYI.
Yeah.
And so he's prepared for that.
In my mind, this probably goes to Hawkeye just because
Indiana
Jones is just kind of like street dude, likes to throw a few punches, has a gun if he needs it, but also just does a whip. And I don't know if you know this, but a whip has a
medium range
and like an arrow that somebody that has like unerring accuracy could probably win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
unless like a boulder falls on his head, if he knew where Hawkeye was going to be walking through.
I would
plus
love,
in the comics, Hawkeye was Ronin for a while and was trained by Captain America.
Also,
so,
in the movies,
and in in the movies he was in S.H.I.E.L.D. So this is Hawkeye.
Wait, so Hawkeye was in Ronin? That was a good movie.
Ronin has a great chase at the end of that too. That was a really good chase scene.
I want to say because I love Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, and I'm not a big Hawkeye fan. I mean, he is what he is, but yeah, I think Hawkeye takes it. Yeah.
Much better. Poor comics.
Poor Indiana. Yeah. I love Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 1, 2, and 3, not this bullshit.
Whatever the hell that
there was no fourth.
Mm-hmm. Crystal Bowl, whatever it was, and them smoking weed for 4 hours.
Shia LaBeouf.
He swang with monkeys.
And LaBeouf. I would like to think that there's at least one of those, if they battle 10 times, there's at least one where Indy would pull it out. And because it's like he in the movies,
he whips it out,
pull out.
He fights people who are way bigger and stronger than him, and will sometimes come out of that in good shape. So,
well, if he just drank from the cup, well, then he's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
it's like I'm immortal.
Yeah, that's not the cup of a carpenter.
Yeah.
So, I think Hawkeye for the most point is going to win.
Yeah, but, I mean, Indiana Jones, he's an archaeologist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And
he's just banging students.
Oh, and unless he like had, you know, like a baseball bat and he like bats the Holy Grail towards or the wrong one at Hawkeye and Hawkeye catches it. Wait, you have to drink out of it too.
What in the hell?
I don't know.
He chose poorly.
But why is he a baseball bat?
I don't know, or something to stick.
Okay.
To make him accidentally choose the wrong cup or something, you know.
He can't fit that in his satchel.
Now,
I thought I missed something. I was like, did I miss Indiana Jones 4.5? I was like, did I miss baseball bats or a big thing now?
Aren't they making a fifth one?
Yeah, Harrison Ford. Yeah,
probably.
It's like Indiana Jones, but Gran Torino. It's like he's got a giant bat.
God. Harrison Ford just being racist on a porch.
Yeah.
she's probably very accurate to this day.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you think he's doing today? It's a Sunday.
Yes.
Hello.
Get out of here, kids.
All right. What we got all next? Right. Well, I'm shaking it up for Travi. Oh, your hands are so cold.
I've got Jason Bourne.
Ooh. Damn. I've got tiny hands. oh. We're done here. I got Steve Rogers.
Oh.
I don't know.
Man, that if there was one to... Because they both are technically... Well, not superhuman, but mm-hmm. Bourne was...
Steve Rogers has the super serum.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. Bourne was just brainwashed.
Yeah.
So.
So we think that's 10 out of 10, Steve Rogers.
I got it. No, you always give the other dude one.
Yeah,
there's always a world where he goes.
Jason Bourne.
Also, Jason Bourne is going to be more ruthless and go hard, like, you know, be less inclined to, like, not kill.
He'll go for a nut shot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like what you're saying about U.S. Agent, like when he's fighting at the end there, it's like he's just nuts.
And I wonder if they're going to, switching back to a thing I didn't say earlier, but about Falcon and Winter Soldier, about them maybe not having Falcon use guns as much now that he's Cap. Anyway, that's a cool side.
Mm-hmm. Ah. So, yeah, we'll give that one to Cap.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That was easy.
Yeah.
I still like Jason Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Todd, you picked him?
I did. Yeah, you go.
He picked the last one.
I picked the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, great.
All right, I got John McClane.
Versus... RoboCop.
Oh shit! Two police.
Wow.
I think RoboCop.
I'm going on RoboCop 1.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he become a dick and
he'll
3.
Shoot you in the dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I gotta go RoboCop.
I might go John McClane on that one. He is surprisingly resourceful.
Well, and agile. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll give you that. Yeah.
And he's good at using whatever is around him.
He loves C4. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say, yeah.
He's going to have access to detonators.
Well, let's... John McClane in which movie? Because he escalates...
Just the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. The first is the best.
I'm saying he's barefoot.
And he didn't get an F-14.
Yeah. By the fourth one, like... Things got a little out of control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think if it's John McClane 1 versus RoboCop...
He only wins if he's barefoot.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, if I'm writing it, John McClane is winning every time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I on paper again, RoboCop obviously it stronger, maybe not faster, but more accurate. But I think McClane's got the gumption.
Yeah.
He's got the heart.
I don't know. It's like RoboCop. I mean, no, granted, the movies. I guess his bullets are endless in the movies.
Yes.
But I mean, he's gonna
drink.
He's gonna shoot the glass. You know, I mean, RoboCop's gonna shoot the glass. I mean,
shoot the glass.
Yes,
he would have the little computational screen.
Exactly.
Shoot the glass. But
I think that's a strength potentially for John McClane because he's very he's adaptive in ways that a computer would not be.
Right. Well, does he take his helmet off? Is he now Murphy? Or is he, that's the thing. It's like, if his helmet comes off and he starts eating baby food, I mean, fuck. I mean, he's now cognitive and he can, go by his own game. But, God, I want to say RoboCop, but man, it's a toss-up.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the more, again, if John McClane is barefoot and, like, the more, if he gets shot, too, he's going to be even more dangerous.
Does
like,
John McClane?
The more fucked up he gets, the more dangerous.
Does he have a radio?
Ooh, does he have Al Powell, the twinkie guy?
Yeah, this is the thing. Does John McClane have a radio, or is he just randomly...
Todd, what is our situation? The first one we had prep time.
Yeah.
And none of these other ones, like, we need to know the arena. Is this a steel cage match? Because then it's RoboCop.
And and that's the thing. It's like, what if Ed 209 is downstairs? Now, we know he can't do stairs very well.
Yeah.
Ed 209 is just hanging out. It was like...
A timed thing. Yeah. They have, 2 minutes before Ed 209 gets up to the next level, and they'll be like, oh, shit, and they go try and get away, get up one
it's
more
like,
level.
It's like the elevator level in every video game where you keep going up.
I would say we're in Nakatomi.
So you're giving McClane home field advantage. Not exactly home field advantage, because it was his, but it is his favorite terrain.
It's Christmas Eve.
But we know he fits in the vents.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
God,
now I know what a TV dinner feels like.
I think McClane does have a little more chutzpah, a little more moxie. But, you know.
I like that word.
God. Moxie.
He just won't die, if you will.
Yeah.
No. He's tenacious.
Mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. Right. Agree or disagree?
Well, yeah. And also.
Split decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Can we versus, like, RoboCop's, like, your move, creep, versus Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker? Like, do they have, like.
And I feel like McClane's going to steal the, I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah. That would have been the best thing is if RoboCop had finally turned around and be like, I'd buy that for a dollar and then blown some dude away.
I think Yippee-ki-yay takes it.
Yeah. Holy duck.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, duck, sorry. Like the duck on our decoy one.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yell.
That's okay. It's like, I just imagine like.
That was the best last sequence of History of Mankind.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sorry. It's like.
I'll do one more, and then we'll take a quick break.
We're going to do one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wait, Travis, I didn't shake it up. You piece of shit.
I want to shake it.
Okay. I have Jackie Chan in his prime.
Ooh. Oh. Wait, Rush Hour?
Rumble in the Bronx.
Rumble in the Bronx, yes.
I'm going to say Rush Hour 2. Oh.
I got Ziggy Stardust and Spiders from Mars. What? Oh. T-101.
Ooh.
Is that, wait, the 101, is that?
That's Arnold.
Yeah.
Is that T2 Arnold, or is that?
I'm thinking that's T1.
Yeah.
When he's
T1,
like,
okay.
Versus Jackie Chan, but prime Jackie Chan. He's going to be slippery.
I think Terminator, right?
I know.
I think.
How is he going to catch him?
He's not super fast.
Yeah,
and but also,
he has weapons.
Jackie Chan can, like, jump through a drive-through window like nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is indestructible as
is
well.
Is the Terminator working at McDonald's?
Hello. I like, honestly, if you want to kill your quarry, you go to where your quarry is. Like, you know, they just get to drive up to for some fries and you bust out a shotgun, shoot him in the face.
We'll take this back up in 1 second.
If you don't know the backstory, I'm not going
to story of Shanghai Nights to you.
Yeah,
I'm right. So now we have another podcast.
I'm not going to give you the full character arc if you haven't put in the work. All right,
Shanghai Noon, next podcast. Keep an eye out. Mm-hmm.
I won't participate in that one. Because I was joking, and I've never seen it.
I haven't either.
Clearly, you haven't read the backstory on
yeah.
on Jackie Chan and Shanghai Noon.
What's on the TV?
Todd, I don't know what you just put on, but there is this boats?
It's like cars, boats?
I think this is boats.
Somebody's getting somebody a tug.
Is that boat about to get sniped by the other boat?
We got a couple of tugs in this boat. This is.
Give him the old tug job.
This is just called boats.
Boats, boats, boats.
Todd, what was that?
See, I would like to see.
Well, I'm curious now because it was like.
I would like to see a movie in the Cars universe about boats of the Titanic.
I kind of want to know.
I want to see that.
What the people in the Cars universe.
Yeah.
Did they get inside of the sentient beings of Cars?
There were so many stories we could be unfolding.
All right. Are we ready to move on to.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Let's roll to part two.
Yeah. Terminator beats Jackie Chan. That's consensus, right?
Yep. Yeah.
As much as I hate to say that.
I don't think there's any amount of prep
where
Jackie Chan wins it.
I think we did the last one.
Damn, I don't give a shit.
Here, open that up.
The last one I have in front of me is John McClane.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I blacked out.
Time to do the next one?
I got it.
Okay.
Agent 13.
Sharon Carter?
Mm-hmm.
Dredd?
What's his name?
Dredd. Oh, just Judge Dredd?
Okay. The Kyle Urban, or Carl Urban,
Urban,
or the Sylvester Stallone?
I think maybe the Kyle Urban.
Oh.
This is short.
I think Judge Dredd takes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about Judge Dredd, but mm-hmm. I think he takes it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any superpowers, but he's got like super tech
and
fancy ass smart gun.
In the comics.
Oh, I'm just going off of Sylvester Stallone.
In the comics, Dredd actually becomes dead and he gets some.
Dead Dredd?
He dies, yeah. There's a whole thing where he like comes back to life and. Or is like a dead Dredd for a while, and I think he kills a lot of people. So he's got some supernatural abilities.
Huh.
Dredd's dead, baby.
Dredd's dead.
Dredd's dead.
Yeah, Dredd versus Agent 13. I don't know. I mean, Agent 13 can hold her own against a lot of people, but Dredd, he wins it.
Crime's a disease, and he's the cure.
This is a shorty for me.
I am the law.
Okay. Doing whatever.
I've got Captain Kirk, but shirtless.
Oh.
So we're talking like...
I don't know who this is, but I have loo, so a British slang for bathroom.
I'm pretty sure that's 007.
Oh.
I say if it's Captain Kirk blowing up the loo, I say Captain Kirk wins that 10 out of 10.
I was going to say this is...
Can I see that real quick? Yep. If I'm being honest here, I'm going to go with Trav on this. I'm calling this Lou.
Captain Kirk versus...
Captain Kirk versus the Lou.
Versus Sweet Lou.
Now, whenever he goes to the Lou, is any toilet he uses called the captain's chair?
It is when he's done with it, for sure.
And if you have transporter technology on Enterprise, can you transport...
Where does the poop go?
Yeah. Yeah, can you just transport it off ship?
No. Off ship?
Off shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where the photon torpedoes come from.
That was good.
So does Kirk have a transporter, tricorder, and a phaser? That's a standard issue.
He's shirtless, so he's going to be pretty limited as to what he has.
Or does he have a batleth?
I would say they are both dropped into like an octagon. 007, but Captain Kirk has no shirt.
Mm. Which 007? I think going Sean Connery?
At his heart, I think Captain Kirk is a diplomat. So
yeah.
I think 007 takes it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd say 007.
License to kill.
Yeah. I think the other
has a license to be shirtless. So.
I think once that music comes up, though, it's going to be a pretty tough brawl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who you are. You can't defeat that loud brass flourish.
Now, okay, if I may, pivot.
Pivot.
007 and Captain Kirk both trying to nail the same gal.
Oh.
In a bar.
And if they're she's green, definitely Kirk.
In this case, if one is shirtless, I think Kirk takes it.
No, okay. Here they both have shirts on.
Oh.
They're in a bar, drinking.
It specifies on the piece of paper that he's shirtless.
They're both trying to... Oh, it does say shirtless on there?
Oh, yeah.
They're both trying to pick up the same Andorian princess. Go.
That's Kirk.
Oh, yeah, that's Kirk. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Definitely. I mean,
James Bond doesn't know shit about Andor.
The question is, if picking up a lady, would it be Kirk or Picard in that fight?
Oh, man. I mean, I know what my preference would be, but...
Because Captain Picard can play the flute.
Ooh. He speaks French.
No, piccolo.
Oui.
And pinochle.
He is the least French Frenchman, probably in all of TV history.
In all of Frenchdom?
in all of Frenchdom. All right. I've got Rambo.
Hey. I've got Batman, no prep.
Ooh. Well, I'm done here.
We know your answer.
I mean, you got to assume that Rambo's got that exploding bow and arrow.
Oh, so we're going Rambo 3 Rambo.
And what's 2 also? He blows up several Viet Cong with his bow and arrow.
So this is Rambo 4.
Does he have a bow and Batman. Arrow? Does he have a bow and arrow in Rambo 2?
Mm-hmm. He does.
Shit.
He does.
I just only know Hot Shots. It's like, that's my Rambo.
Doesn't he fire a chicken in that?
That's not my Rambo. Yes, the chicken. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As many times as I've seen the movie, I still can't get the image of Weird Al as Rambo 3 out of my head from UHF. Like, I can picture the scene of Rambo, like, pouring the gunpowder into his gunshot wound and, like, cauterizing it. Mm-hmm. But the face is still...
It's
so weird out.
Poor Charlie Sheen.
I'll say the only way Batman loses this is if he's Adam West.
Yeah.
Okay, true, yeah. True. Adam West Batman carrying the shark bomb.
Yeah. You think even Michael Keaton spray? Takes that?
What? Yeah. Any Batman other than Adam West.
Val Kilmer Batman.
Even Nipple Batman is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
George Clooney Batman?
Yeah, I don't know Batman.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah. As much as a bank
credit card.
Yeah.
Black card.
Because you got to assume at least some of that time Stallone's going to be firing the machine gun over his head.
Yeah, Rambo's credit is terrible. No, not Rambo Stallone. Rambo Stallone.
This ain't over.
All right, I think we got two left.
First blood.
Let's get this.
We got Tay.
Give me that.
Oh, we got one left in here. We got a miscount.
One? Oh.
No. All right, here we go. We have.
Hey, you got Bruce Wayne? I'm going to kill Bruce Wayne.
Comrade Data?
Commander Data.
Commander Data.
Oh. The Lou?
Conrad Data is the other brother.
Is the communist Data.
Black Widow.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I'm Data.
Yeah, I'm weak on all this shit.
You think Data? I think Black Widow takes it. She's got the tricks.
Oh, wait, or do they just wind up fighting and having sex?
Ooh. Because he is, Yar? Is that, he is functional. That's good, yep. Good lore drop there.
Yeah.
Hashtag lore drop.
Mm-hmm. Which technically Data's brother is named Lore. That was another lore drop.
Hashtag lore drop.
Yeah, what is, you're right.
What does Comrade do?
Oh, come in.
Comrade Data actually might stand a better chance against Black Widow.
Yeah. Yeah. So they just end up banging, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah, I think Black Widow could take it, but I think Data's too smart. I think he would take a majority mm-hmm. of the fights.
So like a 6 out of 10 not, or 7 out of 10?
Yeah, I think he'd win 6 out of 10. But I think she's got enough, espionage and trickery mm-hmm. that she could trip him up. Yeah.
She's got her tasers on her wrists.
Mm-hmm.
Do those have EMP capability?
Well, good
question. I think he is shielded from EMP. I think he is immune to EMP pulses.
Well, he does have a positronic brain.
So, and that goes for Data and Conrad.
Commander mm-hmm. and comrade.
Apparently, I need to work on my handwriting.
I mean, if this is TNG season one Data, then it's going to be Black Widow. But if this is like Star Trek Nemesis, like near the end of his run, mm-hmm. like I feel like it's going to be Data.
Yeah, Data does have superhuman speed and reflexes,
like, mega strength.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that last little guy?
Oh, yeah, there's the last little straggler.
All right.
It's empty on this guy. Mm-hmm.
So how about I just pick like a random one of
well,
one.
No, you. I Let's need see. Someone. Oh, okay. This is going to be really relevant. And I want someone to say someone from the Marvel Universe, and then I'll say what I have.
Anybody. Well, Bat-Rock the Leaper.
Versus Bucky.
Oh, we are.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. Shit.
I'll say Wolverine.
Yeah.
We'll say Wolverine versus Bucky.
Oh, yeah. Wolverine.
Yeah, it's Wolverine.
I don't think Wolverine stands to lose against anybody other than like Magneto, the Hulk,
yeah,
people that we know. He's a little bit higher than street level. I mean, he's basically a super soldier plus mutant, and adamantium bones, claws, enhanced senses, all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
He just smells so many things.
Healing factor.
I thought you were saying, he just smells so good.
He just smells. He smells Canadian.
Hugh Jackman is
just like maple delicious. Syrup and cedar.
I forgot what I was going to say now. Detective-wise, Dick Tracy versus Bruce Wayne. Who do you like in that one?
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne. I don't know what Dick Tracy's track record is like, but Bruce Wayne has...
I don't know Dick.
I don't know Dick.
Dick has a watch. He has a really cool watch.
Batman has a belt.
That's true. It's a watch versus a belt. Who has a better accessories?
No. Ooh. Oh, it's... Batman, for sure. Yeah, Batman's got batarangs. He's got the Batcopter. He's got the Batmobile.
Did you say bangarangs?
Mm-hmm.
Batarangs?
Okay.
Bangarangs.
Bangarangs.
If you want to talk accessories, Batman takes it.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
He sells toys.
Where does he get all of those wonderful toys?
How many different Batman toys did you own as a kid?
I started out with the Superpowers ones, and then all the Batman toys whenever the Michael Keaton movie came out, and then the other shitty movies. But, yeah, I had a plethora. Batman toys.
I imagine your childhood was nothing but Batman toys.
Not all.
And Playboys.
I only had one.
So you were basically Bruce Wayne. You were just looking to Playboys and had Batman toys.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Playboys and Batman toys.
I was big into He-Man. He-Man toys and comics.
Yes.
Yeah. You like those shirtless guys?
Mm-hmm. I do. I still do.
He-Man comics or the comics that came with the toys?
I had comics.
Oh, I don't think I had a comic. Mm-hmm. I had all the mini comics that came with the toys.
Yeah, there was a little grocery store not far from out there on the farm. They carried comic books, I think probably because I kept asking for them.
Okay. He-Man shirtless or Captain Kirk shirtless have to seduce 007. Who wins?
Captain Kirk shirtless is hard to beat.
Oh, I will.
In terms of seductive power.
Seduce. I will throw one more in here. He-Man versus Lion-O.
Ooh.
That's tough.
That was the age-old question.
I was big into He-Man. So
I think I was too.
I'm going to go sentimental value.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can go by, sentimental value. I can't go by numbers. I'm just going with my heart.
If it's his alter ego, Adam Carolla or whatever his name is, he's not going to be able to. whatever the hell his name was.
Yeah.
It's the He-Man show. It's the He-Man show.
I have no logic behind this, but I will say He-Man.
Yeah, that's up. Yeah.
It would probably be He-Man. He's got the term. I miss a good Billy Zamboni.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's where that sentence has to end.
Man, we probably should. Yeah, but that's a the man show. We should bring it back.
Yeah.
This
has been another episode of Cinema Video. And we thank you all very much.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
If you have any questions about things, just send us an email.
Yeah.
I don't know what the email address is, but
drop us a line.
Yeah, drop us a
hashtag line. Or drop us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Comments, questions, underwear concerns, you know.
MeUndies.com.
We should do a Q&A episode.
Yeah,
we should.
Here.
An AMA on Reddit.
We're here for you.
Mm-hmm. Ask me anything.
And make Travis famous.
Yes.
Yeah, please. I'm tired of working. Hey, guys, we love you. Love you lots.
Yeah,
indeed. Peace out.
Deuces.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You can listen, rate, subscribe to Cinema Vino, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you choose to listen to your podcasts. My movie reviews are available at ToddWoffordMovies.com.
Hold on. Man, that's gross. Those are gross Twinkies.
Is that a real thing? Are Red Velvet Twinkies a thing? Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. Why am I just now hearing about this? Mm-hmm. Is it a cream cheese filling?
I don't think so.
It could be.
You got to have cream cheese filling with Red Velvet.
Tom?
I'd like a good schmear.
Is that supposed to be starting?
Is that 15 minutes?
No, it did not start.
Oh, whoops.
Be better, Todd. Be best.
There we go.
And a one. And a two. And a...